So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing the halacha im adu lo yerdu. If karbanos with certain psulim were placed on the mizbeach, they're not removed. The Gemara discusses the imurim, the innards of a carbon that are burned on the mizbeach of kachem kalam, the karbanos with a lower level of sanctity. In order to better understand our daf, we must review some of the halachas of me'ila of a person benefiting from hektish, which is derived from the pasuk in parasha v'yikra. Nefesh ki simul ma'al b'chata b'shgaga mikachi Hashem, and Rashi in Chumash cites the Teres Kainim, mikachi Hashem, hamichadim l'Hashem, yatsu kachem kalam. Me'ila applies only to kachem kachem, which are totally consecrated to Hashem. But me'ila does not apply to kachem kalam, which are not totally consecrated to Hashem, because the bialim have a part in the carbon, i.e. the meat that they will later eat. Therefore, Bi'chanan Amid Bey's rules, a mur kachem kalam, lefnez vikas daman, in behem me'ila. A mur of kachem kalam are not subject to the halachas of me'ila before their blood is sprinkled, because zrika hu dekavalahu be'me'ila. It's only after the zrika that they are subject to me'ila, as Rashi explains, huveru lechelik ro ligvaya. It's then that they are considered kachem Hashem, totally fit for the mizbeach, because the mur may only be offered on the mizbeach of the zrika's adam. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yechon Amad Beis and Ula at the beginning of the Daf rule a mur kachim kalim shehelen lefnei zrikas daman lo yerdu, because nasu lach misha mizbech. If the mur were placed onto the mizbech before the blood was sprinkled, they're not removed, because the mizbech sanctifies them and they are burned on the mizbech. And as the Gemara in the Pegimla explained, they are considered rol mizbech because le mechstru meisa bigufayu. There's no action required to be done with the mur itself, but only with the dam. The Gemara seeks to support this ruling from the Brais in the previous Daf. If the blood of a carbon was spilled or was brought outside the azar, we rule im alu la yerdu. Now the Gemara points out ma hasam di imbal lizrik ein loy lizrik amrit im alu yerdu. In that case, it's no longer possible to perform zrika, and yet the carbon is not removed from the mizbech. Hacha nimbal lizrik zayrik lekashkin. In this case, where zrika is still possible, certainly the carbon should not be removed. The Gemara rejects this proof. Tirgama akachi kachi. The earlier Braisa might be referring only to kachi kachim, as Rashi explains, shekadusha zaguf alein lefnei zrika, they're fully sanctified even before zrika. The Gemara continues to explain the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva machshe bebali mumet. Rabbi Kiva holds that a blemished carbon is not removed from the mizbeach. Rabbi Yechanan explains, lo hirsh Rabbi Kiva elu bedukin shebaayin hoylu v'kshem ba'efes. Rabbi Kiva only allows the type of blemish that does not invalidate a bird, such as cataracts of the eye, and v'husha kad makdashin is mumet. There's only if the animal was consecrated before it became blemished. Therefore, Moidir Bekiva Ba'ilas Nekeva de Kishakad the Mumin like Desha Damya. Bekiva agrees that if one consecrates a female animal as a carbon oila, this is considered a defect that preceded its consecration and would be removed from the Mizbeach. The Gemara poses a related inquiry. Yesh Nirva Ba'ifis or Ein Nirva Ba'ifis? Is a female bird disqualified as a carbon if a man used it to commit a sin? Regarding animals, the pasuk says mina behema lohitzi asa reveya v'hanirva. This excludes a male or female animal used for sin. Therefore, regarding birds, perhaps kol echad the isa bereveya isa benirva, kol echad the lesa bereveya lesa benirva. Perhaps the pasuk excludes only animals in which both males and females can be used for sin, but does not exclude birds in which a male bird cannot be used for sin. Adilma hari nevde by avera, or perhaps it is disqualified since it was used for sin. The Gemara brings proof from our Mishnah. Kiva machshav bebali mumen. Kiva holds that certain blemished karbanos are not removed from the mizbeach because they're valid in the bird offering. Now we could ask, nachshav nami benirva hayl bekasha ba'efes. Kiva should also rule a molle yerd regarding a nirva since they are valid in a bird offering. Clearly, a bird that was nirva is also disqualified from being a carbon. The previous Mishnah continues, kashem shem olle yerdu kachem yerdu layalu. Just as they're not removed once they are placed on the mizbeach, they're also not brought back onto the mizbeach if they were removed. The Gemara explains, Lo yishana l'shalei mashal b'hena ur. Aval mashal b'hena ur, yalu. This is only if they did not yet catch fire. However, if they already caught fire, they are considered lach mashal mizbeach, the fear of the mizbeach, and they are returned. The previous Mishnah stated, V'kulin sha'olu chayim l'resh mizbeach yerdu. Any carbon that is placed onto the mizbeach while still alive is removed. The Gemara explains that pshita, there's no chiddush novelty in the case of kesherin, that live valid karbanos are removed, because as Rashi explains, Dochaisin v'oilin l'achar shchita. Why would we not take it down for shchita and the other avoidus, and then bring back the imurim to be burned on the mizbeach? However, there is a chiddush in the case of certain psulin, such as bedukin shebaayin, valibud rekiva, the amrim od lo yerdu. Karbanos with the type of blemish that does not invalidate a bird, such as cataracts of the eye. Even the Rebbe Kiva ruled that they're not removed, this is only once they are slaughtered. However, if they were placed on the mizbeach alive, they are removed, even though it will then be forbidden to put them back on. Now, the Mishnah continues, oila sha'olsa chayel arish mizbeach teirid. A carbon oil that is placed alive onto the mizbeach is removed. However, shachta b'resh mizbeach, yaf should be a nascha b'mkayma. If it was already slaughtered on the mizbeach, it is skinned and cut up in its place. This clause can be explained in both cases, kasher and upsulin, depending on the following machlokes. According to the opinion, yesh hefshe b'nituach b'reish mizbeach, a valid carbon oil may be skinned and cut up on the mizbeach, the Mishnah can be discussing even kasher. However, according to the opinion, ein hefshe b'nituach b'reish mizbeach, a valid carbon oil may not be skinned and cut up on the mizbeach, because as Rashi explains, ha'il v'hadu matzi la'asuka lab oyuch ara la'hafshicham, it's unbecoming to do that on the mizbeach, since it can be done elsewhere in the azara and then brought back. According to this opinion, the Mishnah can only be discussing psulin, and it may remain on the mizbeach, and the hefshe b'nituach must be done there, because the Mishnah is referring to a case of kugan shahis le'shasa kosher b'nifsla, a carbon that was slaughtered and only then became disqualified. And as Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon ruled, kivin shenizrik adam v'hurtza basar sha'achas yafshitena va'ir lekahanim. Once a carbon was slaughtered and was supposed to be skinned, even if it was subsequently disqualified, we do not burn it whole, but skin it and give the hide to the kahanim, and the meat is burned. However, it must be done on the mizbeach, because once removed, it may not be put back.